The Dragon Tamers by Edith Nesbit. Story 1. There was once an old castle. Its walls and towers were ruined except for two little rooms. John the blacksmith set up his forge there. He was too poor to live in a proper house, and no one asked any rent for the rooms in the ruin, because all the lords of the castle were dead. So there John blew his bellows, and hammered his iron, and did all the work which came his way. But most of the work went to the mayor of the town, who was also a blacksmith. He had a huge forge in the square of the town. He also had 12 apprentices, a self-acting hammer, and electric bellows. Of course, when the townspeople wanted a horse shod or a shaft mended, they went to the mayor. And John the blacksmith had a few odd jobs from travelers and strangers who did not know about the mayor's superior forge. The two rooms were warm, but not very large, so the blacksmith kept his iron, coal, and tools in the great dungeon down under the castle. It was a very good dungeon indeed, with a vaulted roof and big iron rings, very strong and convenient for tying captives up to. There was also a flight of wide steps leading down no one knew where. The blacksmith didn't dare to go beyond the 7th step. John the blacksmith had a wife and a little baby. When his wife was not doing the housework, she nursed the baby and cried, remembering the happy days when she lived with her father in the country. Then John often came to her in the summer evenings. He was very smart, with a flower in his buttonhole. And now John's hair was getting gray, and they were so poor that there was sometimes nothing to eat. As for the baby, it often cried, especially at night when its mother wanted to sleep very much. The baby could sleep during the day, but its poor mother couldn't, so she didn't get any rest at all. This made her very tired. So when she had nothing to do, she just sat and cried because she was tired out with work and worry.